Everyone, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Quatu, and this is a little intro to the interview you're about to hear from Southeast Linux Fest. This is an interview with Mark from Zareason. That is Z-A-R-E-A-S-O-N. If you talk to anyone who was at Southeast Linux Fest, one of the really surprising exhibitors at SELF was Zareason. They, for some reason, made a really big splash this year. I mean, I've seen their booth before at Scale. I've seen them, I think, maybe at SELF or OLF somewhere. And whether it was just the people that they chose, like the amount of, I guess, the just the cool factor of the people that were there, or whether it was whether they just had a cool line of laptops to show off or what, I don't know. But it just they made an impression this year on me and a lot of other people. And Zareason, of course, is a computer manufacturer who makes custom Linux computers, and you can put pretty much anything you want on there. And one of the things that they really are trying to emphasize is that they consider these computers very much your property once you buy it. They even send you a screwdriver with, you know, Zareason on it, so that you can actually take the thing apart if you ever want to. I mean, that's how serious they are about these things actually being your property. It's not like those other manufacturers. This is a company that is serious about making sure that you have a computer that you own, that you have your OS on it, you know, whatever you wanted on it, you got. They'll custom install just about any version of Linux that you want. I mean, really. Yeah, it's a really cool company, and the representatives that they sent to SELF were just really cool. They were the type of people who, they were hanging out with everyone else all the time after the festival, going out to dinner. They were really cool people. It was a lot of fun to meet them, and great fun to talk to Mark. So, listen to this interview. Hey everyone, this is Quatu. I'm at Southeast Linux Fest, chilling with my friend Mark from Zareason.
Hi, my name is Mark Terranova, and I'm with Zareason. We're based in Northern California, and we provide open source systems with desktop, laptops, and servers, all running Linux.
That is obviously very cool. I'm going to say that you're probably pretty well known. Zareason is a brand I think that most Linux users probably know. I saw some of the computers that you had out, which were really good looking. I don't know how you guys release, but I mean, like, are there some new cool models out or whatever?
Yeah, you bet. My favorite one that we have is the Terra HD. It's got the Atom N450 processor in it, and it is awesome on the battery power. We've got something like 4.5 hours if we're running wireless on there.
Wow.
And even longer if you turn the dim down a little bit and you aren't running the wireless.
Yeah.
But literally flying out to the East Coast from California, I had a layover in Chicago, and in the interim time, we turned the thing off. I literally had not only enough time for watching a movie while I was in the air, watched a little bit more of a movie flying from Chicago to Charlotte, and had a little bit of battery time at the motel before I had to go plug it in. And I probably still could have run it even more,
yeah,
but I didn't even want to do that. But it was working great. I was just so impressed with the hardware on it. One of our customers who had bought an earlier Terra that didn't quite have, I think it had about 3 hours worth of battery time, they said they were very happy with it, but that was one of the things that they weren't as happy with was the battery time. And that was one of the reasons that Earl and Kathy, who are the owners of Zareason, had went and wanted to optimize the battery power as much as they could.
Yeah.
It was also an older Atom processor, which wasn't quite as efficient as the N450.
Okay.
That's my favorite one. Another reason that's my favorite one is because you can actually put a 3G modem with an external antenna on it, so you can connect all over the place, and it has a 100% keyboard. I know a lot of people can deal with a 93% keyboard just fine. For me, my fingers are too fidgety, and it doesn't quite fit. But
yeah.
I love that it's a full size, and it has everything.
What is your technical, I mean, like, what are you with Zareason?
I am a representative with Zareason. My official title, though, is I'm the community manager. for that reason.
Okay.
And we have this unofficial community of a whole bunch of fans where every place I go, I meet and I talk to Linux and tech people. They're like, oh, yeah, even if they don't have one, they know someone who has one or they've heard good things about them. And it started to get a lot of following on it. So we're trying to get more people involved with it and helping spread spread the word, similar to how Lugs do in local areas.
Sure.
We actually have an IRC channel on Freenode. It's #ZaReason.
Oh, cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. Just recently started. We've only got a couple people idling in there.
I'll hit you up.
We're starting that. Earl and Kathy are busy this weekend with their sons helping. They're having an install fest at ZaReason.
Nice.
And they're putting all sorts of distros on. Primarily Ubuntu is the main one, but they're putting Fedora and whatever distribution people want to put on there.
Sure.
So they have a strong sense of community and trying to get people involved with hardware and getting feedback from their customers.
Yeah.
That, to me, that was the most valuable thing here, was getting feedback from people saying, oh, I love this t-shirt, but maybe could you offer this shirt without the V-neck?
Right.
Or other people, they have shirts that are female shirts that have the little cut that some people want on them. And little input like that is very important on getting what people want. We try and get to the small details, and most places that we'll put on Linux, which there are a few of them, still have a Windows key on their keyboard.
Yeah.
And that's sort of a small detail, but
to
me, very important. You can get a penguin on the key, you can get an Ubuntu symbol on there, and it's looking at the small details and going out, and I think it's one of the things that people appreciate most.
Yeah, well, speaking of, the feedback aspect, it's... I don't even want to say rare, because that almost seems too not extreme enough. It's just you don't even find a company anymore that listens to its company to its customers, or that customers can actually feel like they even can relate to that company at all. So it's kind of cool that you actually seem to have a dialogue going on.
It's important. I know I actually helped my grandmother doing grandson stuff. And one of the places that I was very happy to call, it's unrelated to tech, but was the Vermont Country Store and their catalog. And I talked to this nice lady in Vermont. She knew the people who were making the maple candy. She knew the people down in the other part of the state who were making different things. And she had a relationship with these people. And she knew these people. And of all the things I got to do for helping my grandma and be a good grandson, I love dealing with these people because they really wanted to know what we thought of it and what we could make, what they could do differently on their catalog. And it was that sort of thing. And, that when you said rare, that's the first thing I thought of, is there aren't a lot of people who do that. And up at the top of my list was that Vermont Country Store is a great place for us to call, because they actually care about the people and they aren't just thinking about numbers. They're thinking about, hey, how's it going? And if I call again, it'll be the same person probably.
So why do you think it's so impossible, if you're agreeing with me, why do you think it's so impossible for customers and companies to have a relationship these days? Why do companies not get that?
Too focused on the bottom line. Uh-huh. I think that if you're focused on the bottom line, everything else will follow after it. A lot of times, if you lead with quality and things that want and it, things that people want, and attention to small details like the keys and stuff like that, the bottom line will follow you on things.
Yeah.
Part of that's being able to figure out what it takes for the strongest keyboard, or getting something going. Oh, this 6-cell battery wasn't quite strong enough. Man, this 9 does an amazing job. And it really makes people want to get the next one when they know that you listened to what they said and you're able to do that. Part of that is how the Malmroses really value community.
Mm-hmm.
They started in 2007. Before that even, they had a really strong emphasis on trying to empower their kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think a lot of the listeners would like to do is looking up a little story about Kathy and some young girls. It's called The Unscary Screwdriver.
Okay.
And it's a really great story about how she took some young girls and said, hey, we're going to let you build your own computer. And they were able to build their own computer. And instead of them having to give it to someone, they were able to keep it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy got another computer for them. And they were able to build things. The Malmros' oldest son, as part of his one of his projects for Eagle Scouts, is taking computers and they're fixing them up, putting Linux on them, and donating them to Mexico.
Wow.
They're also doing that, and they have some help from Stormy Peters from Noble Foundation. And so they're actually been doing that, and it's not just something that they think's a good idea and let's throw it against the wall and the stick. They actually believe in it. I actually, before I ever got involved with Zareason, I'm part of a group that donates computers to people in need in my local area in the Bay Area. And I had actually shown some of the movies about how the Malmroses switched to Linux.
Okay.
And one of the things they talked about was they would much rather just have a computer that worked than spend all their time fidgeting with it. Just like getting rid of your lawn in your front yard, you don't have to mow it all the time. That's family time you can spend. That's barbecue time. And so there's a deeper philosophy to it, I think, that a lot of people don't have. It's you know, not to sound trite, but it's really caring about things. And that's, you know, when you start off like that, it makes a huge difference and it radiates there. And the bottom line will follow with it, and that's part of how the following has happened with people liking Zareason so much.
How long have you worked with Zareason?
I've just been working with Zareason for just under a couple months. I actually was volunteering for them before. Even though they're a company, there's a lot of people in the Bay Area that go out and volunteer to help them do stuff. They've only been at their current location for under a year. Before that, they were working out of their house. And before that, they actually had moved up from Santa Monica. Earl had got a job in Santa Monica, and they ended up moving out there rather quickly from Texas. Oh. And they went from having a business in their house to actually having a nice location in Berkeley. And there were so many people that were supportive of what Zareason was doing, people would go and volunteer to do stuff down there, which is not usual for a business.
That's not usual, yeah.
You know, I don't normally, I volunteer for charities. I don't normally volunteer, but they are people trying to, you know, make things better. And that was one of the things that really worked for me. One of my friends, actually, who had volunteered with the group that donates computers to people, had got a job with them a while ago.
Okay.
And I'd always been an admirer before them. And I had actually, the last 2 years, had shown some of the movies about some of the things that the Malmroses had done. So for me, there was this thing that was just like, it was an obvious thing. And like, I'd already known stuff about them, but once they had hired me for doing anything, I actually went and I had typed in Zareason reviews and hardware and stuff and just wanted to see what I saw out there. And just looking back for years and looking through a few hundred, you know, different entries in Google, I saw such positive responses on their stuff. I was just like, there was nothing shocking on that, but it was just, it really hit home and made a lot of sense for me.
Well, actually, maybe that is something I want to ask really quick, because these aren't computers that are just like, the only reason to buy them is because they've got Linux pre-installed on them, but they're going to fall apart next year. You know, these are actually like really good feeling and solid computers, I noticed from your demos.
They've spent a lot of time and energy on it. Yes, you can take Linux and stick it on any computer. One of my proudest geek things is I have a Pentium 2 that's really old, and it's neat. I also have a laptop called the Duct Tape Laptop, and I get teased for it. I love the thing, but no, it's not that. They actually have put a lot of time and attention to details on things and made sure to really source where they're getting things.
Yeah.
You know, they'll get stuff manufactured for them. It isn't just a little Zareason sticker on that.
Okay.
It's manufactured. Some people like the shiny cases. They have shiny cases. They also have some brushed aluminum.
Yeah.
That's more my style, because I go to scratch everything. And so that's my style. They have some that has almost like a golf ball dimple thing on it that will help hide everything. That has some of the nice plastic look, but but hides things. They put a lot of attention into things like that. It's solid hardware. You can get 3-year warranties on stuff it. They have warranties you can get with it. And it isn't just, hey, we'll throw Linux on it. You have your choice of, you know, a lot of different distributions you can use. You could use Fedora and Ubuntu or Debian. It's not that a lot of people who buy this stuff can't put Linux on their system or find something with it. It saves them time, and B, finding stuff that works with the Linux kernel is gonna work. It's not like buying from, there's a big manufacturer that does sell some Linux machines, and that's great because it puts it out there. But they also have some stuff that's had to be a little, you know, tweaked here and there
right.
to get working with the kernel. If you wanted to get something with Ubuntu and then change your mind and you want to deal something with later with Fedora, because it's all upstream compatible, you're going to be able to do that and not have to hassle with it and not have to use any proprietary drivers or compile anything for it. For me, that comes back to the idea of I'd rather spend my time dealing with fun stuff.
So actually, what is it kind of, what's it like inside the big fortress that is Zareason? What's it like working there?
I work there some of the time, not a whole bunch.
Yeah.
They have employees who work there part-time and full-time. They have a five-day-a-week regular office manager, is one of my friends, Courtney. She's been working there for a while. She does some of the graphic design and some of the t-shirt design and some of the bookkeeping. And she had designed a new logo for the t-shirts in both male and female designs. We brought out here t-shirt designs all the way from a little toddler size all the way up to a 6X.
Wow.
And that's one of the things, that's another thing.
That's rare at a Geek Fest.
It isn't one size fits all.
Yeah.
One of the other workers at Zareason works 3 days a week. She will bring her 2-year-old and her 6-month-old, and they're able to be there. Her husband will come in for lunch and be able to have lunch there. So there's a nice, really family feel to it. And one of the things about that, when you feel so welcomed in the environment you're working in, you don't have this hurry to need to get out of there. You know, they have some nice decorations up. I mean, I'm a big fan of Tux the Penguin. They have some good Tux posters up. Not enough, in my opinion. You can never have enough. I'm not normal that way. It's a really nice open space, and depending on how many orders are going on, we'll set up tables so that we can do a lot of builds in there.
Oh, cool.
There's another employee comes in and works with Earl, and we'll do a lot of the big builds, and it can scale real nicely, because one of the things we do is we have a real quick turnaround on stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you want to order something, it doesn't just sit around for a while. You literally can go on the website and decide, hey, I want a little more RAM with this. You know, I like this operating system installed. You know, if you have any questions, you can call and ask some about it. But there's a nice turnaround with it. They're proud they're making neat stuff.
Yeah.
And they're proud that they're making what you want. And if you want a little badge that's got Tux on it, or if you want a little badge that's got a Fedora logo on that, you can put that. And just having that on there, there's little things you can do with that there's a neat sense of pride in working with. I know I spent a lot of time in the MS world, and I took a lot of pride in what I did, and I know that there weren't a lot of people doing that. Of course there are some people doing that,
sure.
But it was just so hard to find. A lot of times it's the mom and pop people who are able to do it, and there's so few far in between that it's very hard to get that. And that's something to me that's very rewarding, and I was just amazed. This is the first conference I've gone to for Zareason, and I was expecting a lot of positive feedback, but I'm just still blown away at how many people are coming up and saying they're so happy with theirs. And we actually had someone who had to return something because of a keyboard or something, and they were almost apologetic on it. And they're, hey, it happens, and they've done it, and they were, you know, had their hardware returned real quick, and they're one of our biggest fans. It was like, I actually had something break, and it was fixed, and I got it back real quick. That's the thing you can do. It's a peace of mind thing. Peace of mind is huge.
Personally, what would you classify yourself? Are you a hardware guy or a software guy, both?
I do some hardware. I do a fair amount of software. I personally get a lot of enjoyment out of teaching people how to use their hardware and teaching them how to get the most out of their stuff. And whatever is necessary on that, I've repaired laptops and desktops and done a lot of that stuff. But interacting with people, for me, is the most important part of it. And that's one of the things that I like about the Linux philosophy and the sharing, is, you know, it can be sharing knowledge. And when I teach people, I learn stuff too. That for me, that's the most important.
Cool. I mean, it was great talking to you. It's really cool that you guys came out.
Oh, you bet.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.